All right, we're back in on DGS here on KMOX. Doing a little sports here and doing a little sports on the legal side. And we've talked a lot on the show over the last few years about the changes when it comes to college sports and name, image, and likeness. There have been a lot of lawsuits, some settlements involved that now allow players to pursue marketing deals, essentially, because they build a name, they build a reputation, and they're able to now make money off of that. But that hasn't always been the case. And there's a new lawsuit that dropped this week that involves some people that I know. The lawyer behind it is a guy named Jim Macho, is a guy I've known. We went to high school together. But it also involves four players that played for the University of Michigan who are suing the Big Ten and the NCAA, essentially because their rights were restricted. And joining me to talk a bit about that is Mike Martin. Now, Mike, you'll remember him if you follow the NFL, played for the Tennessee Titans between 2012 and 2015. He was a third-round draft pick out of the University of Michigan. And maybe more importantly than that, for the two of us, we both went to the same high school, Detroit Catholic Central High School in Novi, Michigan. Now, we're separated by a lot, so we didn't know each other then, but we've gotten to know each other a little bit in the interim. Mike, thank you for doing this. Really appreciate it. Let's just start and keep this simple. Lay this out. What are you and some of your former teammates trying to get to here? What is the simplest way to describe how you see this lawsuit?
This case is not complicated. This is not just about me. It's about my former teammates as well, and the fact that we were living in this restrictive environment that the NCAA orchestrated for so long. And, you know, the most valuable thing anyone has is their name and their image, right?
Yep.
And their reputation. But in this case, it's name and image. They blatantly kept that from us and didn't allow us to capitalize on something that we're given when we're born. And now, I was asked, why now? Why are you going after this now? Well, the environment now is sort of allowing it. You know, you see that the $2.7 or $8 billion settlement for people up to 2016. And I'm thinking in my head, well, should everyone pre-2016 just keep it moving? I don't think so. And my former teammates don't either.
No, you know, I've never been good with it either because, you know, first of all, there's never been a good logical argument in favor of it. But now there's legal precedent too, right? Now we have settlements, we have lawsuits that have been won. So, you know, in terms of legal ground, you guys are in a really great place because we've established already that this was wrong and it's not acceptable. And I should point out to everybody listening, you know, during your playing career, this was during the time when, for example, NCAA football was being put out every year by EA Sports, and the Big Ten and the NCAA are getting licensing fees from them to put you guys in the game. So you guys are in there using your name, using your image, using everything, your performance grades, and making money off of it. You guys were forbidden from doing any of that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you a story. When I was at Michigan on campus, I made these t-shirts. I took a couple $1,000s of my hard-earned money because I was, you know, bartending there on campus at this place called Connor O'Neill's. Shout out Connor O'Neill's. But I made t-shirts, put my face on them, had no license, had no Michigan branding, no nothing but my face. And I had friends of mine selling them during the games. And I had little sayings on them like Mike Martin smash and all this kind of
nice
stuff. And yeah, it was clever, right? And the compliance department shot me down. They sent me a letter. They, all of it, you know, cease and desist. You're not allowed to do this. And I requested a meeting and I said, hey, why can't I do this? There's nothing that has Michigan on it. There's no winged helmet. There's nothing even about football on it.
And they're right,
like, well, it's your name. You have your name and your face on it. That's why you can't do it. And that really sunk in. I'm like, wait, what? My own face. I can't do anything with my own face. Nope, you can't.
It's one of the most remarkable things, and Mike, it took a while for people to be able to put the challenge out there, because I go back. I mean, I'm obviously a bit older than you. You, in fact, if I remember correctly, you were born the same year I graduated from Catholic Central High School. We both went to the same high school for everybody listening. So I'm a little bit older than you, but I go back even to then because I was in college when you were just a little guy and watching superstars all over the campus at the University of Miami. These guys couldn't take a dime from anyone. We're not even allowed to take a ride across campus from a coach if you're in the middle of a pouring rainstorm. because that would be considered an impermissible benefit. And you obviously couldn't do anything, like you said, on your own. It hasn't made sense for a long time, and I'm glad it's finally coming around. I'm just surprised it never got challenged 30 years ago.
Well, I think that speaks to the nature of the environment, that it was so unchallenged, and they were able to operate in, like I said, this status quo environment where they were able to do what they did for so long. But now things have changed, and you know, to your point, like Denard Robinson, my mm-hmm. good friend, he has got a story about, you know, he's walking on campus and he sees someone selling these shoelace t-shirts. This is like a few days before one of our big games, I think Notre Dame or something like that, the big under the lights game, and he said, hey, can I get one of those, man? And he's like, no, man, I'll let you buy one though. And he was like, he started laughing. He's like, wow. Like, and we're all struggling for money. I was on food stamps when I was at the University of Michigan. Wow. I had a bridge card. My mom is she's a single mom, you know, a nurse trying to make it happen, you know, struggled to get me to put me through CC, figured it out.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, you got half the credit. So you have half the scholarship check. And in Ann Arbor, $1,500 at the time goes quick. For a month, and I was on food stamps, and we can't even like figure out a way to be entrepreneurial and make money on our name and our image, and it's really frustrating. But yeah, this isn't about me or Denard. It's about all of our guys and us looking out for our teammates.
And I should point out to our listeners, and Mike Martin is with us, former Tennessee Titan, University of Michigan Wolverine, and for the two of us, Catholic Central Shamrock, is part of a lawsuit that involves, as you mentioned, Denard Robinson, Braylon Edwards, Sean Crable, all guys that played at the University of Michigan. Obviously, Braylon had an NFL career. You did as well. Denard did. That's not really the point, right? I mean, the point is that, and this has now been established for current players and even recent players who are a part of a settlement that is still, I don't think, finalized yet, because the judge keeps digging in and figuring out there's some things here that maybe need a little bit more attention. But you guys are making what I think is a very logical claim, which is the Big Ten and the NCAA, both of these entities made a lot of money off of the name, image, and likeness, and not to mention at the time, Mike, but even in playing highlight reels and using your guys' images to sell games down the road, right? Even after you're gone, you're a part of a highlight reel that's like Michigan, Ohio State this weekend on Big Ten or whatever. Like, you're a part of all of those marketing things too, and none of that does anything to benefit you guys, and you did the work.
Yeah, Denard, he's been on the NCAA's website forever, ever since we left school, and they just recently changed the section that he's on, where it's like pictures of him and Coach Hoke and, you know, all of us on there talking about the records and everything he's done. But you used to be able to click on it and it would go to all these videos, but they recently changed it because of all these different things happening, because they knew it was wrong. They know it's wrong.
They do. And so, and I think Mike, when I get a chance, I know a lot of football fans at first don't like any of this. They don't like the change. I know coaches don't like it because they don't like the power shifting towards the players. But yep, that's a completely different conversation. But the way I try to convince people, and I wonder if you agree with me, is very simply, if you were in that position, would you think it was okay? Would it be okay for all of the NCAA member institutions to impose those same rules on musicians, on kids that are studying music on campus, on kids that are maybe stage performers? They're there to go to acting school and they get a gig on the side, but they can't anymore because they're on scholarship to go to college for that. And I think when people think of it that way, it becomes a little more simple.
Yeah, or even, you know, think about business students that are supposed to be entrepreneurs. Go build a business. Go figure something out. They're encouraging that. But for us, no, you can't do it. So I'll add to your point about how coaches feel. So I was with Urban Meyer and Mark Ingram actually on Friday before this last weekend. And
I wasn't going to bring the game up, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, it's hey, that's the nature of the game. You know, you got to clean it up for next week. You got to figure it out.
Hey, but you guys won the title last year. Everything stings a little less this year.
I know, right? Yeah. So I'm in this class. We did a segment for Big Noon Kickoff, and one of the students asked Urban, hey, what do you think about NIL and all of it? And the first thing he came out of his mouth, he said, we live in the United States. Any person that has the ability to capitalize off their name has the right to do that. And that, like, I knew that. I feel that way. But, like, hearing him say that, and this is a guy who he doesn't like the nature of, like you're saying, guys just, you know, the pay-for-play, guys hopping in the portal and getting a chance and going to another school. He doesn't like that part of it. But he 100% agrees. If you have the ability to go and go to a dealership or a furniture store or go do a radio bit and make a couple bucks and help out a business, that's what America's all about.
Man, I'm glad to hear that Urban said that, because a lot of coaches haven't gone there. But from a rational, logical perspective, just being a citizen of the United States of America, we are supposed to be a free market economy, right? But we don't want free market when it comes to sports. We want salary caps. We want college players limited because, and I'm being generic on the we, like,
yeah,
sports fans just, they want what's good for them. And what's good for them are players that stay at their favorite school for 4 years, that don't transfer, that don't do all these things. And they're afraid that the money leads to that loss of control and the change of those, of the status quo. But that status quo needs to change. We are not built that way as a nation. We are supposed to be what you described and what Urban described, which is a free market. If you have a work product that people care about, you should be able to benefit from that.
Exactly. And that's why this case isn't complicated. And that's why I felt the need to do this, because, yeah, it takes a leap. It takes a leap to put yourself out there. I've never been a part of a case of like this or any sort of case. And so it's a bit of a leap and a little bit of a fear factor there. But
yeah,
then you have conversations with guys, and you know, I've talked to dozens and dozens of guys, and it's like, I have to do this because no one else is going to do it.
Yeah, and it could open the door for other people. I know you got a great guy representing you. Obviously, Jim Acho is a phenomenal lawyer. Jim and I are close to the same age. He's a little older than me. I've known Jimmy going back to when we were both in high school in the late 80s, and he's phenomenal. He's worked with so many retired athletes, football and baseball players, to help get medical coverage and things along those guys. So you got the right guy that's going to be making the argument for you. And you guys have the right case, man. You have the right argument. Logic is on your side. And ideally, this will go the correct way. In a perfect world, by the way, if I'm the Big Ten and if I'm the NCAA, I'm just going to find a way to settle as soon as I can, because the precedent right now is pretty simple.
Yeah. And like, to your point, Jim, he's really got this thing buttoned up well. His team's amazing. He's got a track record, and we're following his lead. So, he did a ton for NFL Hall of Fame guys, yep, like Gale Sayers and Pat Summerall and Lem Barney back in the day with the concussion class action. Mm-hmm. That was a big thing that was massive. That was also a thing, though, status quo. You know, guys are, get a concussion, have a headache, no big deal, just jump back in there. Well, now we know that's all wrong too, so.
Yeah, no question. Well, I appreciate you doing this, Mike, and I want to keep up on this. So when there's news, maybe I'll check back in with you if you're cool with that. And in the meantime, just keep doing what you're doing, man. I know you're a very successful guy, and I know you're still in the Detroit area. I'm going to be up there next week, so maybe I'll find a way to come say hello to thank you for jumping on the radio with us here. But we appreciate it, and I'm rooting for you, man. I hope all four of you guys get what you got coming to you.
I appreciate it, brother. Talk to you soon, okay?